I think of all the podcasters, he's the cutest. He did a podcast, a group podcast for New Year's that I listened to, and they were going on and on and on about Big Fatty, who I don't know if you heard, but who thinks that I'm more talented. Uh-huh. I don't want to rub it in. I would never rub it in or use some soundbite over and over where he's saying that he thinks that I'm more talented. But anyway, they were going on and on. Tim and his friends were going on and on about Big Fatty. And then my name came up, Auntie Vera.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
And nothing was said. Not a word. So I wrote Tim an email and I said, look, I had to listen to 6.5 hours of Big Fatty this, Big Fatty that, Big Fatty this. And my name comes up and nobody says anything about me. And he explained to me in the email that it was because he had a guest on who wouldn't know me from a hole in the wall. Mm-hmm. And so he felt that probably talking about me would have gotten a lot of blank stares, and therefore that's why. But he promised to mention me in his next podcast.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I think of all the podcasters, he's the cutest.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 386 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 28th of July, 2009. Coming up on today's show, y'all, we are going to just look at some e-letters, and who knows, we might find a hole in the wall. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, Big Fatty forgot a couple of things about the weekend that I wanted to pass along to you. First of all, in the horror group, let's see, Miss Porter and Granny... And, well, there were five of us in the car, and three of them smoked. And in the horror group, everybody but me and one other person smokes. So, anyway, I'm just not around the smoking. And, you know, at the Patrick's Pub online.com, there's no smoking allowed inside the building, but there was smoking allowed up in the Myrtle Beach. And y'all, I'm going to tell you what, I about hacked up a lung all weekend. All weekend long. But y'all, it wasn't from poppers because I didn't do any. But the smoke just absolutely kills me. And y'all, it was just awful. So do me a favor, if you smoke, be considerate of those around you. Do not. And I know most of you are very considerate. So anyway, y'all, I want to talk very seriously here for a second. I was listening to that John Ong, and he was talking about these people that you can pray away the gay. You can just pray away the gay. And y'all, I think there may be something to this, but I think that we need to just have a moment here, and maybe just. Grasp hands, you know, just grasp hands. It's just all grasp hands. Your hands are kind of cold. But just kind of grab hands, and y'all, let's pray away the straight. Because, y'all, if you can pray away the gay, you ought to be able to pray away the straight also. So it's got to work both ways. It can't just be one way. And, y'all, if that just, you know, if people want to pray away the gay, just say, oh, no, let's pray away the straight, you know, because I can't imagine. You having to live that horrible, horrible, miserable life as a straight person. And I mean, you can't help it. You did not choose to be straight. So we are going to pray it away. Pray away the straight. And y'all, just pray it. Help them pray it away. Just pray away the straight. And they'll be much happier. And they'll dress fabulous. And they'll have more money. And... And y'all just turn that kind of shit around on people that want to say that kind of stuff. Let's just pray away the straight. Oh, I know it's hard for you to admit. I know. I wouldn't, if I were straight, I wouldn't want to admit it either. But, you know, because it's a cruel world out there. Oh, it's terrible to be straight. Oh, Big Fatty, thank you for helping me. Thank you for helping me come out of this horrible straight closet. And anyway, y'all just pray away the straight. Y'all, did you listen to Larry Clyde? He's been vanished. He's been vanished for a few days. But y'all, on his show for Monday, he was eating fruit. And Big Fatty's got some fruit here today. I've got grapes. And y'all, they look so good in the store. And you know what? It's Mother Nature's candy. And there's the title of today's show, Mother Nature's Candy. And, so I'm not trying to be like him, but, anyway, they're just good to kind of, snick-a-snack on. Candy. Okay, I just wrote that down. Had the pen right there. Now, y'all remember, Tamari, you've been looking forward to it for weeks now, but Tamari, Wednesday, the 29th of July, y'all, it is the big day. It is the big day for the interwebs. And y'all, I just can't even begin to tell you how big it's going to be. But it's the big day, and so I hope you're all excited about it. And I hope you're just on edge. Just on edge. Oh, Big Friday, we're on edge. We're right there. We can't wait. Can you hurry up with today's show so tomorrow will come sooner? So, anyway. Y'all, I got to say this. I did not want to get up this morning, but once I got up and got going, it wasn't so bad today, and I don't know why it wasn't so bad. And I hate to say that. But I was working. What was I working on that made the time pass fast? I don't know. I don't know what it was. But anyway, y'all, before the time gets away, speaking of the time, before it gets away from me, let's do this. Make a wish, wish it a dream. Y'all, I'm still holding the package from a straight boyfriend, but I'm gonna wait on it because it's the birthday package. So anyway, but y'all, Big Fatty went to the post office box on Monday, and y'all, I had a postcard there, and it was from the one and only Pooh Bear, y'all, and it is a picture of a waterfall. It is of the Snoqualmie Falls, Snoqualmie. S-N-O, is that a Q or a G? Maybe that's a G. S-N-O-G, no, I think that's a Q. S-N-O-Q-U-A-L-M-I-E Falls. Y'all, it's a waterfall. It's a pretty picture. It's a threatening sky, though. I wonder if the weather rat warned them about that. Y'all, it said it's one of the most beautiful tourist attractions in the Evergreen State. And it is a 268-foot-high waterfall located 26 miles east of the Seattles. You know, that's where the Teresa in the Seattles is. And Pooh Bear is up there also. Well, he's not really in the Seattles. He's in the Everett, Washington. And he says, hey, Big Fatty, a big hello from Pooh Bear. Hope your day is going well. I have yet to hear a show I didn't like. Keep up the good work. Well, Pooh Bear, that will come to an end. I can assure you. And after the opening of today's show, y'all, you know, sometimes it's hard for people to just accept that, you know, no, people don't know them from a hole in the wall. It's just hard for them to accept that. I'm going to have a grape here. Anyway, so Pooh Bear just sent me a nice little postcard. I thought that was awfully sweet. But y'all, there was a package also, and I'm going to open it up. It does not say, Brick Friday, don't open it until your birthday. It doesn't say that, so I'm going to open it, and let's just see who this, y'all, it's one of these envelopes, that, you know, there's kind of the plastic envelopes, y'all, it is a t-shirt. And there's no identification who it's from or anything. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, it's a brown. I think it's brown. Yeah, it's a brown T-shirt, and in in sort of a khaki color, it says, "I can't read. What does my shirt say?" And then under that, fart. And y'all, it's an XL, so I might be able to get into it. Oh, that's fabulous. Y'all, I'm not sure who sent me that, but I have an idea who may have sent it, but I'm going to wait to hear from that person, just in case, because I kind of gotten a heads up today to look for something in the post office box from this person. But y'all, once this person owns up to it, then I will tell you who it was from. But thank you, person who sent me the fart T-shirt. Oh, that is fabulous. I will wear that when Lurie Dean is here in the Chucktown this weekend. Because, y'all, Lurie Dean, from that recipe blog, he's coming south, and he will be here in Charleston on Saturday late afternoon, and that Daniel Beaver from Dubious Intentions is coming down. Also, y'all, speaking of Beaver, that Kim Beaver is back at it. Y'all, I was a little worried about her. She just kind of disappeared there for a little while. She must have gotten busy in the fish cannery. But she has posted a picture of Big Fatty portraying Harry Poppers. And y'all, you need to go over there to the lodge. And you can get to that by going over to the BFO and clicking on Kim Beaver's lodge. And you can just go on right on over there and take a picture of Big Fatty. And y'all, he's got an interesting wand in his hand. But, oh, Lord, y'all, Daniel Beaver has sent something about the Pride 48 chat room. He's going to be making some bug fixes. Y'all, there were some roaches in there. And I think I saw a spider also. So he's going to get rid of those bugs. And, anyway, because, you know, the chat beaver, the Pride 48 chat room is now, oh, shit, is chat beaver. Except I think it's... It's an application or something. I don't really understand it because, you know. But, y'all, it's the chat beaver. And it's very interesting that all of this is debuting here right around now. And I think this will be a lot clearer tomorrow. But, y'all, anyway, because tomorrow's just going to be huge day in the interwebs. So... Anyway, we'll tell you more about that chat beaver later. Y'all, okay, let's just see. I've got some e-letters here that I want to read to you that were sent to me. Y'all, that, I think the last one I told you about was that giant penis that KC in Denver has. Y'all, it's just delicious. And, you know, he can send those to me all day and all night. And he can come give it to me. Oh, I mean, oh, y'all, Tom of Tom and Terry, you know, Big Fatty got the question last week. Big Fatty, who would play you in the movie of your life? And he thinks that that George Gobel would be playing Big Fatty in the movie of my life. But y'all, he's dead, so he's not available. And then he's gone. That Tom, y'all, he has become an internet wizard, and it's kind of like that Harry Poppins. Poppins, I don't know what his name is. Anyway, he's become an internet wizard. He has found a picture of Big Fatty back when he had his, what is that thing called when your hair hangs down in the back? Not a mohawk, it's a mullet. That's it. And so he's found the picture of Big Fatty back when he had his mullet. And so I may post that over at the BFO this week. I haven't decided yet. I just haven't decided. We'll have to see. But y'all, you should always go over to the BFO and see if there's some surprises over there. Because, you know, Big Fatty loves to throw a surprise out there. Y'all, I've been getting some YouTube videos. I got one from Paul the Kitten Whisperer. He sent me something about how the dinosaurs died and that he loves me. And then that Matt from that Spankin' B. Arthur, y'all, he sent something about this girl that was speaking to the city council. Y'all, she's retarded. And he's decided that it was one of Archer's first students. But y'all, she was nattering. And I mean, but it wasn't good nattering. She was just retarded. Y'all, Gary sent me, you know, after I told you about my Sprint bill for 21 cents, y'all, he sent me an e-letter that says, hey, now, Big Fatty, I paid my Sprint bill that I terminated last year, paid it off. He paid it off, y'all, and this last Friday he got a bill for 50 cents. So I don't know what's going on with that, but y'all, I hope there are no penalties involved with that, and I think he was going to give him the finger or something like that. Now, y'all, there was also something that Matt from the Spankin' B. Arthur, y'all, she's dead. I don't know why you'd want to spank a dead person. But anyway, it's about a new stupid piece of shit that doesn't fucking work. And it was from the Sony Corporation. And y'all, and it's just, go over to the YouTubes and just type in Sony releases new stupid piece of shit. And y'all watch that thing because it's weird. It's just weird. Y'all, there was a picture that Trucker Alex sent to me also of a biker bar that Vera evidently hangs out at. And y'all, it's a bar and sitting outside and it's obviously a biker bar because sitting outside of it are three rascals. Oh, Lord, I loved it, Trucker Alex. And, you know, she's got to have a rascal to get around. Y'all, Steven, and this is not Steven from Wisconsin, but there's a Steven who wants me to tell you about, he's got a new record. And he thinks that it would play well on my show. And y'all, I don't play music on the show, but it's called I Feel Like Dancing. And, you know, Big Fatty feels like dancing. And anyway, if y'all want to know more about Steven, just go to stevendc.com. And that's Steven with a P-H. Oh, Lord, y'all, they're showing some sort of bridge bouncing up and down on the news. By the way, there's something wrong with the HD, so I missed the weather app tonight. So, anyway. So, Steven, hopefully people will go listen to you. Y'all, Tom the Ramble Redhead sent me a great joke, and I'm going to tell it to you now. It says, I was in the pub yesterday when I suddenly realized that I desperately needed to fart. The music was really, really loud. And you know it's Tom if it was really, really loud. So I timed my farts with the beat. After a couple of songs, I started to feel better, and I finished my pint. And notice, y'all, it must be over there from the England, you know, in that English John's country. Over there where Naught is. Y'all hadn't heard from Naught in forever. I think he's dead. Naught and Stephen the Uck and John, you know. Hadn't heard from any of them. Oh, dear Gussie. Well, anyway, let me finish this show. After a couple of songs, I started to feel better. I finished my pint and noticed that everybody was staring at me. Then I suddenly remembered I was listening to my iPod. Oh, Big Fatty! Oh, that was a good one, Big Fatty. Y'all, evidently everybody liked Big Fatty's little skitette last week with the Mac and the Windows, you know, the takeoff on the Bud Abbott and Lou Costello. We did not like that. They would be insulted. They are personal friends of mine. Well, y'all, remember you heard it here today when Vera said,
I think of all the podcasters, he's the cutest.
I'm sure he was talking about me. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Meow!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.